You're listening to The Bill Murphy Show, the music interview show featuring the best in the business. From behind the scenes, in the studio, and on the stage. Available by subscription for free on iTunes and at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
And here is your new digital broadcast for this Tuesday, January 17th, 2012, a long overdue Best of 2011 edition of the show. This is going to be an exciting, fast-paced edition of the podcast and a great opportunity for you to sample the show if you're not familiar with it. And even if you are familiar with it, and weren't around for the entire year, didn't hear some of the stuff we did early in the year, you'll hear some great clips, some of the highlights, some of the best moments of the show. And I'm happy to bring it to you as we celebrate this a couple of weeks late into this new year. I want to thank our sponsors, of course, Lulu's Bait Shack on Fort Lauderdale Beach and A1A in Beach Place for keeping the show alive all this time. And, of course, our newest addition to the family, Satchmo Commercial Boulevard, east of US 1, just west of Bayview Drive. In fact, if you're going east on Commercial from US 1, look for Satchmo on your left, and you can turn left right where the sign is that says Bayview Drive next light. And go in there. There's live music all the time. Great shows going on this weekend. We're going to tell you all about the festivities this weekend at Lulu's and at Satchmo. All right, but also I want to invite you to Satchmo this Thursday night to come join me, to come hang out, check out this great new live room, and especially if you have a band and you're looking for a nice venue to come and record something, do a special showcase, we're in the planning stages for a lot of really cool things for Thursday night, but we're just going to have fun, play some music, and come on in and have a drink with me at Satchmo this Thursday night. I'll be there from like 9 p.m. till 1 a.m., and just come on by, say you're a friend of the show, come on in and enjoy yourself, have some fun, bring an instrument. If you carry instruments with you, this is the place to go. Anything goes. It's just going to be like a spontaneous evening. Great national acts coming into Satchmo this weekend that we'll let you know about. And heavy hitters playing at Lulu's on the beach, including Nobody's Fault Friday and River Down Saturday. So we're going to give you all those details as we go throughout this best of edition. But let's get right to the action and bring you some of the highlights of 2011. Going back to January of 2011. It was our first complete calendar year of the show. Actually, we had half of 2010, and now we're well into 2012. But we want to bring you what happened during the entire calendar year of 2011. Of course, a lot of shows, dozens and dozens of shows posted throughout the entire year. Back on January 28th, we had the Adam Ezra Group, a highly popular New England band, Boston band, and Adam himself joined me on the show on January 28th by phone as we talked about their latest piece of music, and they had the privilege of Aaron Johnson producing that one. And I talked a little bit with Adam about using Aaron's production magic and the band's vision. What was the give and take there, and what combination happened, you know, to get the right sound? Combining the band's vision and Aaron Johnson's, you know, magical production, how much of it was, okay, Aaron, go ahead and do what you want. And this is what Adam had to say, the January 28th from the Bill Murphy Show.
There was certainly a lot of that. I mean, Aaron, he is a brilliant producer. He not only has a very solid vision for what he wants. And sometimes that was completely different than what I was expecting, and I loved what came out of it.
You know?
But he also has the ability to really kind of be thoughtful and conscientious of the musicians that he's working with, and really kind of help them express what they're trying to express in their songs. So it was it definitely, I think, brought our sounds to the next level, and it was such a fun experience for us. It kind of happened kind of suddenly out of the blue, and it was just so much fun and such a great opportunity.
Miss Hallelujah from the Adam Ezra Group. It's Music Friday, everybody. Check it out.
You can't stay or you can run. Either way, you got miles to go, and I can hear you crying, but you know you don't have to worry about it now. wonder why. But you already know. Oh, yeah. Dear Miss Hallelujah, won't you take our fortunes, please? And we're all just trying to move you. Every kind of days like these. Yes, the city never sleeps. I can feel it rattle in its cage. But beauty sometimes has the strangest of places. Dear Miss Hallelujah, won't you take our fortunes, please? And we're all just trying to move you. So could you be kind on days like these? Step out on your own sometimes. You gotta make it feel like home sometimes. Cause it's all you're gonna own. This life is gonna knock you up and down. You gotta bleed to make it right. Dear Miss Hallelujah, take our fortunes, please. And we're all just trying to move, yeah. So could you be kind on days like these? I said, could you be kind on days like these? I said, could you be kind on days like these?
Adam Ezra Group, Miss Hallelujah, from EP Part 1, only 3 songs on that EP. What a tease, Adam. You play those, it leaves the listener begging for more. So.
Thank you, brother. We are working on the rest of the album as we speak.
Adam Ezra Group and Miss Hallelujah, one of the highlights of the show, and Adam joining us by telephone back in January of 2011 on this Best Of edition. Again, I want to remind you this Thursday night, join me at Satchmo, Commercial Boulevard, east of US 1. That's in the old part of Fort Lauderdale, one of the oldest parts of town. It's a part of a trio of restaurants there called Beer House, Fritz and Franz Beer House right there, and Bouillabaisse. Right between those two is Satchmo. It's upstairs, nice live room, great stage. We're going to be messing around this Thursday night from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. Also want to let you know about some national acts coming there this weekend. On Friday, January 20th, it's Straight Up Traditional Blues with Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys. That's right. They'll be there at Satchmo Friday night, January 20th. And then the very next night, Saturday night, the 21st, Yellow Dog recording artist Eden Brent, blues boogie piano player and vocalist extraordinaire. It should be a class act there at Satchmo. Go in and see either one of those acts. But of course, stop in on Thursday night and come say hi as we have a little spontaneous get together party. You can join me, have some fun, play some music, and have a drink with me. Okay, now one of the other highlights as we get back to this Best Of 2011 edition of the show, it was in April 29th of 2011 where I got to talk to one of my heroes, Steve Lukather of Toto, who had a very, very busy 2011 touring with Toto, of course, in support of their brother Mike Picaro, suffering from ALS, sadly. And the band got together to do a tour to raise money for that cause, and it was it went over huge. And then Steve Lukather turned around and went back to Europe and supported his band and his new solo album, calls All's Well That Ends Well. And we played one of the songs from that in this hour-long interview with Steve as he talked to me from his home in California. It was very funny. There were some very hysterical moments. I suggest that you go back and listen to the whole thing, especially if you're a Toto fan. There's some great treats and great stories and a lot of laughs in there. But this is one of the moments where Steve talked about some of the cynicism in his songwriting, and we listened to Darkness in My World. This is how that went, April 29th, 2011, on the Bill Murphy Show.
Well, I've had a really, really rough couple of years, you know, and I kind of wrote about my feelings about it, you know?
Yeah, I didn't say it was a bad thing, but...
No, I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not going, woo-hoo, what a happy day it is.
You know? Yeah, but I mean, is there a hesitation there when you get to write a song that you may stop yourself and go, was this too personal?
I think the reason why it's done so well for me and been so critically acclaimed, I guess, is because it was so honest.
Right.
You know, I mean, people can smell BS a mile away these days, you know what I mean? And if it's real, that's really how I felt. So, and I really wrote all those words myself, you know? It wasn't like I got some writer to come in and make me doll me up and make me look good. I mean, I was really digging deep into my heart and soul and writing about what was really going on in my life. So, yeah, it's very personal. Some of it's very sad.
Darkness in My World, the opening track from Steve Lukather's latest, All's Well That Ends Well, on Music Friday.
Don't forget me when I'm gone. Please forgive me if I was wrong.
Question every move I've made.
I'm gone.
Darkness in My World from Steve Lukather and his interview on April 29th, 2011, as we bring you this best of the Bill Murphy Show from the entire 2011, a couple of weeks late into this new year, and we'll get right back into it. Want to remind you that our other sponsor, one of our great sponsors, Lulu's Bait Shack, having some great live classic rock and roll this weekend. Two big heavy hitters in there this weekend. Should be a great, great time. Friday night with Nobody's Fault. Very, very cool band. If you haven't seen them, I suggest that you do. In case you didn't know, I'm a part of Nobody's Fault. I'll be the lead vocalist, Rick Friedlander, the guitar player, Mark Knight on bass, and the great Rich Pistocchi on drums. That's Friday night, Lulu's Bait Shack, Beach Place, A1A in Fort Lauderdale. And then Saturday night, if you can't make it out Friday, check out River Down. Some more great classic and new rock and roll from those boys. Good friends of ours. They'll be playing Lulu's Bait Shack this Saturday night. That's January 21st. So there's no shortage of options for you this weekend between Satchmo and Lulu's Bait Shack. If you're on the eastern side of Broward County, if you're going to be in the area, or if you happen to be visiting or plan on visiting this weekend, there's two great destinations for you to check out. So we recommend that you do. All right, back to the best of 2011 as we go to July 21st, 2011, when we got the great Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. So I'd like to thank my brother Steve, who had the chance to play with Mitch. Mitch actually mentioning that during his interview. And I thank Steve for making this possible to have Mitch on the show. It was great for him to talk to us right outside the Detroit area by telephone. And one of the things we did during that interview, among others, was talk about recording Devil with a Blue Dress, one of the biggest, classic, most amazing rock and roll songs in history, one of the most played and celebrated. It is a rock and roll Hall of Fame song, no doubt, if songs were inducted into the Hall of Fame. This was Mitch Ryder talking about how easy things went. And, you know, you always ask artists like this if they knew they had a hit song when they were recording it. Mitch Ryder, from Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, talking about Devil with a Blue Dress from July 21st.
It was simple. It really wasn't a lot of preparation involved. The only thing that stands out in my mind, other than talking about the song the day before we recorded it, recording it the next day, was the sense in the studio that we had created a really, really good song. Now, that did permeate everybody that was a witness to it and was in the studio at the time it was recorded. It just felt hot. It really felt like a hit record.
Come, wearing a wig hat that shades to match, got a high heel shoes.
Devil with the Blue Dress, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Mitch Ryder describing that song to you. And I know you weren't intending to make a pun when you said that the engine was revving a little bit higher when you guys did that, but it's very, very obvious. And, you know, it's so satisfying to actually hear someone admit that they knew they were connecting to a vibe that was going to be big. You guys knew it as soon as you listened to the playback the first time. That's just fascinating.
Yeah, no, we did. That's the only one we knew it on, too. I mean, the other hits, we didn't know.
Mitch Ryder from July 21st, 2011 on The Bill Murphy Show as we bring you this Best of 2011 edition and play you some of the best moments from this year that's gone by. And we really appreciate everybody's support. If you haven't already, if you're listening to this via a iTunes subscription, take a stop by BillMurphyShow.com. Click on the Facebook icon there and like our Facebook page. You know, we like to have a lot of Facebook followers. We're also at Twitter at Bill Murphy Prod for productions. Bill Murphy, P-R-O-D. Go on and follow us on Twitter. You'll get a, if you don't get them on Facebook, you'll get the updates of the show on those tweets as well. Again, thank you for your support. We really appreciate people sharing. When you see a show you like on Facebook, just hit the share button and post it on your page, because that's really what made this show take off, was your sharing and your appreciation of these shows. Now we go to August 8th as we bring you more of the Best of 2011. We had a great local act here from South Florida, Web3, after an unfortunate tragedy struck their family. They lost Troy Longhurst in a very unfortunate accident. We go into detail on what happened with Webb himself just days after it occurred. And in fact, speaking of just days after, they managed to put a track together called Back to Hollywood. You're going to hear how talented these guys are, and you'll hear Webb talking a little bit about how it all came together in just such a short amount of time after this tragic loss of Troy Longhurst and the scramble to put the project together and get Back to Hollywood released along with a video in just a matter of days. Web3 from August 8th on the Best of 2011.
You know, when this happened, the first thing I said was, man, we gotta put together a song and get this out before the service and put something in people's hands. That way, when they leave, they can have something and know that there's more than just pain going from, you know, a horrible situation, you know. So, I mean, honestly, I had so much that I could have said, but, you know, put together the song in a day, went to the studio the next day, Carr and Styles came in there, never saw the song before. I sung it for her for about 5 minutes, and then we laid it down, man. And the studio we recorded in that I was telling you before, Insane Sounds, that's where we recorded our entire album. And Troy was in there with me for every single song. So it's the first time I've ever even been in there without him. And it was just like he was still there, man. You know, we had all been there for his mom and the family the whole time and dealing with a lot of stuff. Like you said, you saw the post on Facebook how we were running around making stuff happen, and everything we said we were going to get done, we did. But to go into the studio, we went in there about 20 deep, and we actually laughed for the first time, you know.
Wow, yeah.
Happened. And it was just, you know, positive energy flowing through everybody.
The song itself is pretty self-explanatory, because when you hear it, the love, it just shines right through. Here it is, Web3 with this touching tribute for Troy Longhurst.
Miss you, Troy. Finna do it for you.
Last month we took a trip to LA. Feels like we just got back today. Touchdown in the FLA. You know you shine like an angel wherever you lay. Carry on when it ain't all good. Bring light to the world like we know you would. I gotta get back to what I know good. In Detroit until it goes back to Hollywood.
So we carry on like our bags on that plane. Celebrate your life, not that horrible day. Remember when we drove to the Hollywood sign? Now the world can see your videos and all our fun times. You was usually late, but always on time. You was always on point, now you're always on my mind. Read what you believe, you just wanted me to shine. Now every time I write, I put your spirit in my rhymes. I knew you like a brother, when others didn't bother. Looking back at our talks, now you're like a father. You were taken, had so much more to offer. I'm here for your mother when the garden needs water. I'ma keep flowing, Troy, you'll always be my boy. We'll go see your mom anytime we need choice. God bless your soul, tell it crooks is the truth. They can kill your ideas, your state of mind's death proof.
Last month we took a trip to LA. Feels like we just got back to
Well, if people don't have guns, they don't kill you. You wouldn't seek revenge. We keep it moving. Kill them with kindness. Let the camera do the shooting. But we still can't believe you're gone and never coming back. Until we meet again, then kick it like yesterday. It's best to say it was murdered by your friend and only guilty of being genuine. We used to call you a legend and say it jokingly. Now they gon' call you a legend every time your name's spoken. See, you hover over me, still coaching me. Take your love, throw it in the face of adversity. God, show mercy on me. I'm sitting here with 30 more verses in me. And when I say I speak for everyone you knew. I'm just blessed to have a microphone, thanks to you.
Last month we took a trip to L.A. Feels like we just got back today. Touch down in F.L.A. You know you shine like an angel wherever you lay. Carry on when it ain't all good. Bring light to the world like we know you would. I gotta get back to what I know good. And get your intelligence back to Hollywood. Oh,
song's dedicated Hollywood. To the memory of Troy Longhurst. More than just memory. It's okay. Only beginning, brother.
Oh, okay.
It is okay.
We're gonna make it, baby.
We are gonna make it.
Yeah. Not today.
Web 3, back to Hollywood. Great sounding stuff, and we wish all the best for Web 3 as they carry on in loving memory of Troy Longhurst. That's a very tightly knit family and an example of people we really like to hear on the show. A reminder, I want you to check out the national acts that'll be at Satchmo this weekend. Satchmo is on Commercial Boulevard, just east of US 1, just west of Bayview. They have Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys, Friday, January 22nd, for some straight-up traditional blues. You want to get in that vibe, what an awesome room Satchmo is for you to enjoy this type of stuff. It's Friday, January 22nd, Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys. Check that out. Saturday night, the following night, Saturday, January 21st, Yellow Dog recording artist Eden Brent. Some blues, boogie, authentic Mississippi Delta blues on piano and vocals with Eden Brent. That is happening Saturday, January 21st. At Satchmo. So go ahead, click on the link and check out their website and get all the details that you need. Their link is located right at BillMurphyShow.com in the right column. And we welcome Satchmo to the Bill Murphy Show family as a sponsor. And we really appreciate it. By the way, if you're interested in becoming a member of the family and getting your business, your venue, your band, your music promoted to a very cool music demographic of several hundred up to 1,000 listeners per episode, then get to me at info@BillMurphyShow.com and we'll get you hooked up. We'll be happy to make you part of this. Back to the best of 2011, another clip. This is from August 16th. We had the great Keith Medley talking to us from Tennessee. How this happened was I got a YouTube video forwarded to me by somebody showing a guitar player playing a custom-built 27-string guitar that had a bass section and even sort of a harp-sounding section. And I discovered this Keith Medley had been had put this together himself, written the song, and performed it. It was just a masterful, flawless piece of music that is just stunning. And I mentioned it on the show several times, but this is one of those pieces of music that we had on our show that is really worth a close listen via headphones or a nice big set of speakers through your computer system, or wherever you can manage to get the show to play, even through your earbuds or headphones on your iPhone using the Bill Murphy Show app. Details available at BillMurphyShow.com. Anyway, here's one of those great musical moments and a little word about Keith and his guitar and his original piece of music called Ancestors. August 16th, Keith Medley on the best of 2011 from the Bill Murphy Show.
Quite honestly, this whole thing has been a mystery from the beginning. I've never known what to expect. And to be quite honest with you, I built that guitar out of scrap wood. I mean, I built it out
wow.
of... That, I built it out of some, I mean, it's nice wood, mind you, but I built the wood that I had for it, I didn't want to use. I thought, I'm going to go ahead and do a proof of concept on this, because, daggum it, if I string this thing up and it explodes
right.
like hot water heater going off on me, then, you know, I'm going to lose my good wood. And so I thought, well, you know, I'll go ahead and do the best I can with this. But it just turned out, I mean, it turned out really nice, and everything worked out geometrically, everything worked out structurally.
Right, so I guess that answers the mystery of whether, you know, when you're putting something together, oh, well, if I use this type of wood on the edge of the body, then I'll get the right kind of sustain out of those strings on the bottom. So there really was, it was a lot of guesswork involved, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of intentional stuff that you can do, but you finally get down to the point where you got to put myth aside and assumption aside, and you just got to do it. You just got to build it, and you hope for the best.
This is Ancestors, Keith Medley, in this beautiful guitar that we've been describing, and we'll get more into it after we hear it on the other end. Medley, it is beautiful piece of music, Ancestors, from our August 16th episode, a very well-received edition of The Bill Murphy Show. If you got to hear that for the first time just now, You're welcome. It's my pleasure to turn you on to that great piece of music. And finally, on the best of 2011, we go to October 25th and bring you the great Andy Timmons, guitar virtuoso. I had to celebrate with a show with Andy because back in October, Andy released a brand new project called The Andy Timmons Band Plays Sgt. Pepper. Yes, all guitar instrumental versions of all of the songs from the Sgt. Pepper record. And Andy talks about how the Beatles were a part of his early life and how this was just a project he couldn't resist doing. From October 25th, Andy Timmons on the best of 2011.
And my whole life, I mean, my older brother Mark and my brother John, who were 12 and 8 years older than I, respectively.
Oh, wow.
They bought, you know, I was born in 63, so from the day I was born, they bought every Beatle release that came out, along with Dave Clark 5 and Kinks and Yardbirds, all the British Invasion stuff, but it's literally just been part of my life since day one. So I remember when the Pepper record came out, even though I was 4, it was just such a vibe and such a sound, and the colorful cover, and just nothing else sounded like that.
You're right.
It was so different. And so to try to capture some of that at the level that I'm playing now, if you go through your youth where everything's about speed and everything's about, you know, whatever it might be, that the energy of the youth, now that maybe I'm maturing in a certain way, my playing is hopefully still developing, it just kind of all comes together, and this is just the most fun I've had on any record, really, because I'm just playing this music that I love so much, but trying to raise the bar myself, you know, musically. We'll be right back.
Well, there you have it, Andy Timmons, wrapping up our Best of 2011 edition of the Bill Murphy Show as we bring you some of the samples of the show. Don't forget many more where that came from. You can go to the archives and visit over 150 shows that we've had on since July of 2010. It's all music all the time now, in case you didn't know that. And if you haven't been around for a while, feel free to browse the archives and share some shows, maybe discover some stuff that you didn't hear first time around. We really appreciate everybody sharing and visiting BillMurphyShow.com, making it the fun success that it is. I love doing this, and you guys have made it possible. Once again, remind you to visit Satchmo this weekend. National acts, Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys. Friday, Eden Brent, blues boogie piano player and vocalist. Saturday, 21st, Lulu's Bait Shack on Beach Place in A1A, Fort Lauderdale Beach, Nobody's Fault, Friday night, and Riverdown Saturday night. Go visit them. And thank you for supporting our sponsors of the show. Tune in for more new editions with new great artists coming up next week right here at BillMurphyShow.com.
Subscribe to the Bill Murphy Show podcast for free at iTunes. You can post comments about today's show, listen to archived episodes, and like the show on Facebook by visiting BillMurphyShow.com. A presentation of Bill Murphy Productions.